Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Hey, what's happening, ballers? Welcome to a special review preview pod. Week 8 is in the books and Halloween has been and gone. To find out who had a fantasy treat or not, I've got Stormo with me. How's things, buddy?
All right, Pitts, that was a bloody mouthful, wasn't it? Yeah.
Try to say that with all your Halloween sweets in your mouth and you'll be fine.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good. Did you get loads of sweets?
Lots of sweets. Obviously stealing out of Josh and Libby's little pouches, so happy day.
Yeah man, you all good though?
Yeah, all good. Did you manage to get out trick-or-treating?
Yeah, took the dog for a walk and the kids, and yeah, got some, well, kids got loads of sweets, so yeah, good night. And good. It was dry as well, as a bonus.
Yes, for once. I think the last like three Halloweens have been absolutely piss wet through, so
I know. I didn't go last year, I sent Emma last year, so I'm not going out in that.
Yeah,
just good.
Nice. We do also have another guest, and we're definitely having a treat as Flop is back. Big pimpin', baby. Once again, Thacker, everybody. Hey, mate.
All right, mate.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Sorry, it's not. We didn't do it yesterday. I haven't been feeling well the last couple of days. Nice. Flu jab. Then my daughter had flu, so I think I got it off her, and then a kid at rugby, a little small kid who comes supports us, he were there and he had a bad cold and I ended up taking a chip off him. So I'm probably would right to get the illness, I think.
Well, you're in now, so all good. It's all going around as well, because I believe it was going to be Stocks' turn this week, and he still is feeling the effects of not having Rona, but all the Rona symptoms. So he's definitely on the road to recovery as well. So
I just thought no one wanted to talk to us, mate, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I was getting that way.
I thought we were going to have to go to our second reserve.
Well, we're almost at the point where we're going to have double Rob, which is not a problem, but having double Rob back to back, and I'm not sure he would have been up for it.
I'm still waiting for the Susie pod.
The Susie pod, I know.
Okay. Aren't we all?
Susie and Dan, we still need to get him from America coming on.
Yeah. I still need to hear what Dan sounds like, man.
He hasn't given you a voice note or anything, has he?
No, he ain't, no. Just gives me shit, but I don't know what he sounds like.
Oh, brilliant.
So, Pitty, you know what? I'm going to get this right tonight. Drop a beat.
Nice. Smashed it. Absolutely smashed it.
Yeah. Week 9, baby. I don't even know what week we are, but take that one.
Winner. Absolutely spot on. Spot on. Right, I'll start with my highlights. So to take some positive out of a stupid game, I'm going Pickens again. I know, change the record, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I don't care. This man is a highlight reel, and this time his touchdown counted. But he had absolutely no right of even being anywhere near that goal line to score a touchdown. He managed to catch the ball and then hurdle two Jags defenders at the same time and then just tried into the end zone pretty much untouched, which is just absolutely bizarre. I have no idea how he managed to score that touchdown. Maybe the Jags were just being kind and letting us feel like we had something in the game, but hey-ho. And then,
I saw that and I was like, oh, I bet Pitty uses that as his highlight.
Yeah. I've got to take something stupid out of that game. And also, I love underdogs, and Washington taking the Eagles to the wire was just unreal. I mean, it's really sad to then see what the owners have done to Sweat and who's the other one?
Young. Yeah.
Yep. Young and sweaty.
Did they get rid of Sweat in the end then? Yeah,
both of them went. So it's just rubbish. Anyway, but yeah, it was good to see them actually putting up a massive fight against the Eagles, which was great. And then how about those Broncos?
Yeah, man, that was a good game. That was a good game. Well, yeah.
Of the two teams that you wanted to win that one, I think you'd have preferred the Broncos to win rather than the Chiefs, right?
Oh yeah, massively. But obviously, we'll talk later. I've got Mahomes and the Chiefs. I mean, not the Chiefs. The Commanders were up against the Eagles defense, and obviously, we'll talk a bit about that later too as well. So I kept watching those games. I was like, Mahomes, you might as well just sit down, man. You're crap. You're not having a good day today. And then
that is
in your highlight there, you just mentioned how close that Commanders and Eagles game was. So it's like, oh god,
yeah,
not bad for a neutral, that one.
Well, it wasn't. I was watching it and I wanted the Chiefs to actually do something. It just seemed to get away from her. And I was like, oh, it was actually quite boring. Like, this is why the Washington Eagles game was so much more entertaining, because it actually felt like either team are doing everything they could to try and win it.
They've played like that, though, this year, haven't they, Chiefs? They haven't really looked good.
They've just gone through the motions, yeah.
Yeah, they haven't looked like a brilliant team this year.
Yeah. Anyway, but Saka, you got
six
sorry.
And two, yeah. They're still 6-2, so yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. It's nuts, isn't it? They played absolutely shit, yeah. They managed to get six wins.
But they've lost to, what is it, Jets and Broncos.
Jets and Broncos, yeah, of all the people to lose to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saka, you got some highlights?
Yeah, mine is from the Monday night game. So because it's school holidays, I get to sit and watch the Monday night game next day. No worries in the world at all. And defense, love the bit of defense. I can't remember his name. Center for Detroit Lions. He got sacks and he got pass blocks. But my main one was Max Crosby, who just was a beast. Flying out, just smashing people behind line. It was just brilliant to see.
Have you seen the there's a meme going somewhere, or a GIF, I can't remember which one it is. I think it's a meme, isn't it? There's two Bugatti Veyrons outside an old shack, and it basically has Adams and Crosby next to the house that's then just the Raiders. I was like, well, yeah, it just pretty much sums up their team right now.
Well, it's like people don't like Raiders. I get it, but I always liked them because they just were like a nasty team.
Yeah.
But now they've gone to Vegas. They just don't seem.
They've lost that edge, haven't they? Yeah.
Yeah, they don't seem like a nasty team. They seem like, I don't know, like it's a tourist team.
Yeah, Oakland was a shithole.
Yeah.
Proper grunge, wasn't it? And Vegas is right, just touristy.
Yeah, and that's it, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's a shithole. It was their shithole, wasn't it? And that's why they just were disgusting people. And that Max Crosby seems like a disgusting person on pitch.
Yeah, because they used to play in the baseball field as well. So their ground was horrible. It was in a horrible stadium.
Yeah.
but yeah, just you're right. That's taken away their like evil streak. But I saw that Crosby one where he breaks through the line and catches Jameson Williams on like a sweep and absolutely, I thought he was going to die. He hit him that hard.
Yeah.
Oh, holy crap.
I didn't get it as well, because like watching game, they just didn't block him. So like there were another one where he came off the line about 100 miles per hour and they, he went backfield now. So they had a wide receiver in backfield and they were just passed it off to him and he just cleared him out, just took him out. And it was just like, what are you doing? One, you're not blocking him. And two, you're like, it's just reading the play with ease. It's like you had the playbook.
Nuts, isn't it? Sometimes you just kind of wonder what's going on. Why is it so obvious to us? But on the pitch, obviously, it's obviously not. But when you've got a guy coming at you at 1,000 miles an hour, you're kind of thinking, hang on a minute, someone needs to stop that guy.
He has four, you know, all the Raiders, you know, woes and worries with their drafting. He's probably been one of the best people they've drafted in the past couple of years. You've seen how many, you know, higher positions or higher round picks that they've let go already and waived and stuff like that. And Crosby seems
I'd
like
go to a jail.
Yeah. So yeah, so fun to watch. But yeah, I when we obviously play the Raiders twice a year, I was like, oh, don't hurt Herbert, don't hurt him, don't hurt him.
Nice. Thank you for that, Thackett. And Stomo, have you got any highlights?
Oh, I had a great weekend. Obviously, you know, South Africa are back-to-back rugby World Cup winners.
Congratulations,
the first four-time championship winners too. So yeah, Saturday night was fantastic. And then I had Sunday night where I didn't have to watch the Chargers, so that was great as well. Nice stress-free night. And then, you know, the Broncos and the Chiefs played, and of the two teams, which I don't like either of them, I'd obviously prefer the Chiefs to lose because they're higher up and, you know, higher up the division. So yeah, watching them get stuffed, although it affected my fantasy team a little bit. That was good to watch them waking up to the Raiders losing and the Chargers winning over the weekend. So I had a great time. And then McDaniels got sacked and GMs from the Raiders flying left, right and center. Oh, it's just been great. Like the whole division imploded, and you know, Chargers have finally won. So it was a good weekend for me.
Super Halloween all around for you, then.
Oh man, it was fantastic. Yeah,
no tricks or treats.
Exactly.
Nice. Good effort. Well, yeah. No, I forgot all about that. It was a long time ago. I've slept a lot since then. So, but yeah, congratulations on the South Africa's victory.
Oh man, that was the most stressful 3 weeks of my life, to be honest with you. That with the Chargers, I'm surprised I'm not in hospital.
Yeah, that ending, coming down to the last few minutes. Oh, yeah, I could feel it for you.
Yeah, three 1-point games in the quarterfinals, semifinals, and in the final.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Don't want to do that again.
Well, yeah, there you go. Like you say, 4-time champ.
Your boy.
Happy days. Right. Let's get to it then. Week 8, how did it all go down? Stomo, start us off.
Week 8. Every time, like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe it's along the lines with, you know, when I struggle to do or get the highlights in. Every time I write down my little bits that I've got to write down, I always end up writing down the wrong week. So I go, oh, God, we're on week 10. I said, oh, no, so that's the week 10 preview. It's the week 9 review. So I always think I'm a week ahead of where I am. So, and then I read this and I'm going, whew. Week 8, not bad. Not as far as I thought. To start the week, week 8, we had the Pfizer Chiefs went up against the Gotham City Rogues. Susie had this game all wrapped up by the end of Sunday night with a score of 317 to 267. The win takes Susie to 2 wins on the bounce and to 5-3, while the loss takes Stafford to 1-7 with a 7-game losing streak.
Ugh. Just imploded, haven't they? After that first win, just gone boop. I thought it was going to be a new season. It's going to be a whole different ball game, especially after last year's kind of little run that he went on and got himself the best score he's ever had. And then nothing.
I think with this game specifically, as Rob mentioned in the last pod, Ollie needs to either sell up and get picks or use his picks and get players. And that's the only way he's going to improve. He needs to do one or the other. So,
I think that's the unfortunate side of things. Is he possibly just like? I mean, I suppose we call ourselves fantasy degenerates, don't we? We spend too much time actually tinkering and looking and doing everything to our teams. But I suppose in a dynasty league, that's how you win because you can keep on top of it. And I think, unfortunately for him, he doesn't have the time or he doesn't look at it enough. Or know anything to kind of start looking at his team, which is an issue really, isn't it?
I think where it all went wrong with Ollie, besides the fact that we talk about drafting Breeze all them years ago so early, he doesn't find the sleeper app as easy to work as the NFL app. And I think when you don't like something because you're so used to something else, it just makes everything harder, doesn't it?
Yeah. I suppose so. But then I guess if you're on it and looking, then you get used to it, don't you?
Yeah, true. Yeah, true.
Anyway, about the game then. Good team. There's a lot of points here. I mean, Ollie, he still scored a good for like from how he was scoring a couple of seasons ago, where he was barely managing 200, to get to 267, he's adding, there's the positives. His quarterback, which he got last season, getting him 64 points, which was good. We spoke about it with Rob last week. The running backs aren't getting him many points, and that's where you're losing in these this league. The fact that Gainwell's got 8, Walker's only getting 18, and Brian Robinson's only getting 21 points. You're stuffed already, aren't you?
Yeah, you need to be scoring 30, 40, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. If your running backs don't go off, then you need your wide receivers to go off, don't you, and get you the 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
But he didn't really have that either, does he? Still not picking, who's it? Taysom Hill. Yeah. He's got big scores last 3 weeks. He really should be in, but then you'll put him in and then he won't.
Won't score.
Yeah. Won't do well, will he?
Yeah. Dodge law.
Yeah. So, fair, when you look at comparing, I mean, Kittle's gone off, Addison's gone off, and White's gone off, but everyone else is very close together. Score wise,
yeah, true.
There's not much difference between them, but that's Susie confuses me. I said this every time, don't I? Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I think she's
close to 400 points, or then she's close to 200 points, isn't she?
Yeah. She's done enough just to win here. Do you know, the team's done enough,
yeah,
just to get the points. But yeah, I don't know where Duffer goes, like you say. Because he's got a lot of players on bench as well where you wouldn't expect him to be getting much points either.
Yeah. No, yeah, I was trying to find where you can try and squeeze out other points apart from Taysom Hill. Mm. And maybe the Jets' defense.
It's got no depth, has it?
There's no depth here. Which...
Maybe getting Smith into the lineup. Smith, Jeeba. Maybe getting him in, he might go off in the next couple of
weeks. Yeah, they're starting to bring the rookie back in, aren't they? So
yeah,
drop that highlight heel Pickens and get Smith in there, Smith and Jimmy.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, well done, Susie. Good win, moving you up the table, which is nice. Happy days. Cool. Next up, we have a huge scoring battle between the Thornley Hall Hauntings, as it were, going up against Spooky Barn Featherwitches. I believe this is the highest score we've ever had in the league. And I think I said that last week as well, didn't I? However, I feel like I keep saying it every week. But this is definitely the highest score. 458 points to 311 in favour of the Featherwitches. A strong showing from Rob, but gutting to go up a huge score like that.
Yeah, it was in the last pod, wasn't it? Where my week one against Duff last year was, I don't know, 436 or something. Yeah, it's a massive score.
Yeah. I don't know whether that's combined the biggest score we've ever had.
But yeah, I would say definitely together, yeah.
I mean, I know we've had some big ones where it's been like 380 versus 370 and stuff like that. So I don't know
you and I had a game last year where I scored 390 and you scored 40 something as well, which was massive.
Yeah, so that could probably be the But it's definitely up there, isn't it, with high scoring games. And any other day, like we always say, you kind of go up against the wrong team, and Rob would have beaten half the league with that score. So. Tough.
I mean, Simon's team's amazing. Just looking into it, there's no one there where you think, oh yeah, maybe you could get rid of him and try and get someone in for it, or like which rookie would when next year which rookie's going to come in and he could pick best player,
yeah,
without fail.
Obviously Sleeper gives you green or red scores, doesn't it? Of what he should, what they expected him to get to actually what they got. And even with the two that is on red, like Goddard, you're not going to change him because he's going to have those weeks where he goes off. And Damien Pierce, obviously he got injured. And they had a weird game against Carolina, didn't they? So
yeah, strange.
Yeah.
But on other days where he'll absolutely go off on them, won't he?
Yeah.
But you've seen that he's spent all his draft capital, isn't he? So he got in Mixon. We've talked about that wide receiver he needed, got in Lamb, So he's got no draft capital, but he's got some big time players now. If you look at his running back room, it's unreal.
Yeah.
And as I say, he's got a top wide receiver, and then now to accompany the other, like, we'll call them just above average ones. So he's got a team and a half.
Well, I don't know how much you listen to Rich Cooling now that he's kind of moved away from 5 yard, but he used to talk about it all the time about whether you go for retooling or not tanking, but reselling. You're either changing your team by getting those picks, like we talked about for Duff, or whether you retool and use your picks to go get the players. And obviously, Simon's done that side of things. He's just spent all his, like you say, draft capital, and he's got himself a team that's scoring over 400 points. So,
yeah. Well, you and I have said it before, haven't we? You're either a win now guy or you build for the future. So,
yeah.
Simon's going for back to back wins.
Yeah.
And then worry about next year.
Exactly. Don't matter when you've got the ring, innit?
Exactly, mate.
Is the problem when you're, like, for me, I'm kind of a middle. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm in playoffs or I'm round about playoffs. It's like, well, I can't tank for, my team's too good to tank, if that makes
sense. Yeah, you don't want to be then letting go of all those players that you know are going to score you the points, do you? Because you feel like, well, I need those players because they're the ones that are scoring them points.
Yeah.
But then you also then think, well, I can try and use the picks, but I'm still not going to have enough picks to try and get the team that I need. And how many years is that then going to be before? Yeah, I'm definitely feeling it because I've finished fourth for every single bloody year. Always just feeling like I'm on the edge and I just don't know how to, what direction I need to do with my team to try and, like you, Thacker, just, you're there, but you're not there.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the finishing touches or the final pieces you need to take you all the way?
And that's it. I think mine's more depth. I think because my team that would play first team off no injuries and everything, I feel like would take on the Hammerbarn feather ones. But that depth, as soon as you get the injuries or as soon as you get the bye weeks, then I'm a bit sunk. So.
Yeah, because all your backups are now RB1s, aren't they? You didn't have that extra bit where you had backups, so your backups are now your starters. So you need their backups, don't you? Really?
And I think that's where like Rob is with his team as well, because like he was trying to work out whether he's going to sell up shop with the position that he's in, obviously 2-6. Like he's still in with a chance with. We talked about it last week, didn't we, or the week before, where it's only a win away from getting yourself into sixth place. Exactly. So he's still there. He's still there. Like he's 2-6, and Dan's on 3-5. So he's only one win to get into that sixth spot. So it's he's scoring 311 points, isn't he? So he's got a good team.
Yeah, I think for Rob, I mean, it's quite simple, isn't it? Like saying Caffrey, Eckler and Barkley's won the game, but they've had volume. They've had volume in both sides. Eckler's 7 catches, Caffrey 6 catches, and then Taylor's just had 12 carries, that's it, and 1 reception. Not getting involved with Restic game, you know, Foreman 9 carries, Harris 7 carries. They're just not doing the volume. And I think if they had the volume of the 15, you know, and 5 catches, then it would have been much closer.
Yeah.
Definitely would have been much closer. But I don't think his team's bad either, Rob's. I'm surprised he's only got 2 wins.
He's just been so unlucky with who he goes up against.
He's been getting some good scores.
And on top of that, sometimes his team do that weirdly Susie thing where they just don't turn up and he gets a lower score. Because he's got the team that you kind of on paper think, oh, actually, no, this is going to be all right. It's just putting it all together, which unfortunately is bloody hard in this league. Unless you're Simon, who's got bloody first-round players every single area you look on his team.
Yeah, he's had the fourth worst score against, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But then when you look at his score, he's scored. He's, what, sixth for points scored. So he's getting the scores.
Yeah.
It's a bit higher. But like you're saying, he's coming against teams who are just scoring better than him.
Yeah. Luck of the draw, unfortunately, which is a tough one to take sometimes.
Hmm.
Especially, like I say, 311 points is a good score. And we had that chat with Stocks last season where we were saying that 300 points is that elusive mark where you're going to get yourself a win. But this season's just gone absolutely nuts. And we've got, how many, three games where the loser has got over 310 points and we've got three losers in there.
Mm. Yeah.
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. There you go. Simon's got himself another win. Happy days.
Cool. Next up, we have you, Thacker, and your ghoul tankers went up against the newly shaved werewolves. Yeah, nice. I'd like to say you shave a werewolf. That'd be cool. Thacker gave Stocks a target to reach of 318 points. Monday night started with Stocks on 268, having two running backs and a tie-in to play. Holy moly. The final score was 398 to 318 after a huge display from Stocks.
He went nuts, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew
what Gibbs won it.
Yeah, I were looking. I'm like, Tua dropped, I think, 16 points. And I thought, I could do with those 16 points to have it close, but I wasn't going to win this when I looked at players that they had. When we were talking about the Philadelphia game, like, I was watching it and thinking, oh, brilliant. Come on, Washington. For me, I've got a bit of a soft spot for Washington.
Yeah, I like Washington.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, shit, it's Howell. And he had nothing, no against. He had yards, he had touchdowns, he had passes, he had no interception, no fumbles, no sacks, nothing. I thought, fucking hell, typical this is. And then he dropped some points, but he just scored more than two. I couldn't keep up with that.
Yeah.
It's so weird, isn't it? So, like, 22 points, 47 points, minus 5 points, 49 points, 63 points, 30 points. So, it's so up and down. 21 points, yeah. 78 points. It's like, damn, you don't know which howl you're getting, man. But when he goes off, he goes nuts.
And how many points did he drop as well? He drops. Oh, I can't get it up. But
minus two for quarterback sacked, four for pass interceptions, two for a fumble.
Yeah, so just shot at 10. Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Monday night created 31 points for Jacobs, 60 points for Gibbs, and they had Laporta as well for 31 points.
Hmm.
Like, that's just a huge amount of points for three players for a Monday night.
Yeah.
Well, in the Robin Wood League, I was down by about 100 points and I had Gibbs to play. And I was like, there's no way I'm getting anywhere near this. And then woke up in the morning, I was like, damn. he scored a massive amount of points. Yeah, just went nuts. It'll be interesting to see how they go back when Montgomery comes back because they've been bell cows. So, yeah, I'll see because, I don't know. There's definitely not an even split with Montgomery. Montgomery seems to be the main man. But Gibbs has taken the bull by the horns in his absence, that's for sure.
26 carries, though, that is...
Yeah, man, that's Henry like that is.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, he was making yards, though, wasn't he? He just looked really good, the Gibbs.
Yeah.
He just were up in field for the rest of the players as well, because Amari, Amar St. Brown, is it?
Yeah,
Amar St. Brown, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Amar, yeah.
Yeah, he got some yards as well, you know, from being open because he just made the game open for the rest of the players.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm not... My team, I thought they did well. I wasn't too bothered with that. I mean, Mosa, yeah, I expect a bit more from him at minute. I've got too many Kansas City players at minute that aren't Kelsey. Pacheco not doing enough.
What a week to start McBride, though, right?
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, I can't get it right at minute, but I think because he's dropped Hurts is injured.
I'm
going to put my bride in. And it was last minute I put him in, to be fair.
Yeah, man, he had an absolute cracker of a game.
Yeah.
Paid you back, and then,
And then Pino Grigio, I put him in because I thought Walker injured, and then Walker ended up playing, didn't he? I'm like, oh, typical.
he didn't do too bad, though, to be fair, to say he was the second string. He had a few 15 points is all right for a second stringer.
Yeah.
Man, but AJ Brown, what a player he is. I would say him and Tyreek Hill are the best receivers in the league this year. Oh, man, they're just so much, so fun to watch.
They're both just absolutely nuts at the moment, aren't they? Yeah, they're just playing for fun. Bonkers. I mean, Stocks, how many weeks ago was it now that he said he's struggling to make 300 points? And then since then, I think he's only had one game under 300.
Yeah,
obviously,
this one was almost 400.
Shy of 400. So his team is just absolutely balling at the moment, which is great news for him. Five and three. It's a positive number for him, which is beautiful. He is on the verge.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And he didn't really have a defence either, did he? Which is another thing in it. And, you know, like you were saying last one, you know, if you got defence that go off, you usually win. He hadn't really got a defence. He's gone and got Chicago Bears and Houston Texans, and dropped two of them, and he's dropped Falcons and Commanders.
Yeah.
So that could even tip him over edge as well.
And it is a massive luck thing as well, because you put those players in, and was it start of the season, AJ Brown didn't score anything. And then, lo and behold, he's now absolutely ripping up the league. I say that he got 22 points the first game, but then 10 points against Minnesota in the second game, and then since then he's got 34, 52, 27, 29, 41, 44. It's luck on if they actually turn up and play, but and if they get injured,
he couldn't have chosen anyone else as well.
No, that's it. His team's just stacked now, absolutely stacked.
Yeah, he's got he's got two wide receivers who are top quality, Chase and Brown. He's got, you know, two running backs who are top quality, Gibbs and Jacobs. And with Howell going off, he's laughing in it with that.
Well, and the fact that he's also playing two tight ends and actually winning with it as well. Like, it's unheard of. Like, a couple of years ago, we were thinking, well, you can't play two tight ends, not score any points. But actually, this year, tight ends are a huge part of some teams, and they are scoring some good points.
Yeah.
When you've got Andrews and Laporte, you can't really choose between them. The fact that we've got the tight end flex in there is working massively for him.
Yeah.
Happy days.
I'm hoping, for my team, I'm hoping that Sky Moore goes to another team. I can't trust him on Kansas City anymore. I'm hoping Claypool steps up and starts to play a bit more. Cook, I mean, I'm gutted because he were a bell cow, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he was getting his 40 points. Yeah, he just disappeared. I don't know why. I don't know why that's happened. Whether it's the injury, but and not having used it as well. The guy for Arizona, running back.
Connor.
Yeah, that's cost me as well.
Yeah, it's a big shame, is that one.
Yeah. And I don't have wide receivers. That's been my problem. I've always picked up. I've had middle to low wide receivers. I've always gone for running backs.
It is a running back league, really. But then, like you say, you gotta get the good balance of getting those awesome wide receivers that are going to score some points too. So,
yeah.
And I see you got rid of Damian Williams this week.
Yeah, but I don't even know why I had him.
No.
I've got a couple like that. Gaskin as well. I don't know why I've got him.
Talking about Cook, right, he's had two games this year over into double digits. If you go look at his points from last year, he was, 36, 32, 47, 50, 32, 43, 35, 38, 48. He was just scoring so many points, but he's just fizzled away, isn't he?
Such a massive fall from grace. It's crazy, isn't it?
And that was your... Him and Henry were your number one backs, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you look at it, like his percentage snaps, he had 50% that Buffalo game when he got 24 points. Do you know what I mean? 13 attempts, only 33 yards. He's not really getting much yards, but he got 3 receptions. That's only how he's getting any of his points, really, by getting target in passing game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't get it. I don't get what's happened to him.
It's just not the right team, is it?
Yeah.
He needs the volume, doesn't he?
I was a little bit shocked that he didn't get traded, but then you kind of think, well, who's actually going to come and trade for him? Because he's shown absolutely nothing this season, so why would anyone go get him?
Mm. No one likes a running back as well. No one wants to pay him.
So. No one to pay it anyway.
Yeah, that were all rubbish as well, wouldn't it? Like, he was like, oh, he would dangle himself in front of Miami constantly. And then he was like, yeah, I'm going to go for money. That's what he did want. He went Jets for money. And, I mean, Rodgers were there, so he's probably thinking, oh, we've got a good chance.
And the fact that Breece Hall at the very beginning of the season was potentially actually going to be injured and not playing.
Yeah. But he just didn't. Yeah, mate, it's... But then I can't get rid of him. I can't just drop him because I'm hoping that he got somewhere next year. But
yeah, he's close to it, aren't you, though?
Yeah. But that's same with Tony as well. Do you know what I mean? I can't drop Tony.
Yeah,
Mooney, he has good games every so often. I've got too many players where I kind of think they could do something, but there's some value in them, but they're just not playing as well as they can this year, and no one else is going to give me the value that I think they deserve, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult one to me. Like, I could put them all on, but I don't think anyone would give me anything more than a 3 for most of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think...
Apart from your 101 most, don't you?
Yeah, who needs HM back as soon as a couple of... Oh, Channy. So it's a difficult one. But no, I got beat. I knew I was going to get beat. I didn't put enough points on, and Stocks has got a good team going that minute.
Yeah, he's bided his time, hasn't he? Obviously, he's taken 2 seasons to kind of build himself up. He kind of stripped it all back, built it up for 2 seasons, and now he's getting paying dividends for it in his 3rd season and getting scores like this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, fair play. Well played. And, yeah, another win for him, 5-3. Right. Next game, and our 4th game was a close game between Rex City Warlocks and the Finn Spookers. This game came right down to the wire after Sunday. The score was 222-213, and everything still to play for. Storm was behind and still had 2 wide receivers to play, but Dan had 1 more wide receiver too, so it was too close to call. The final score was a small 239-226, a measly 3.9 points for Dan and from Myers messed him right up. that was for going from 222 and being in the lead to then 226. He's not the best. So yeah, well played to you, Stormo.
As Dan mentioned in the chat the other day, the wank ball.
That is a wank ball.
It was literally the worst game, considering the 2 lowest scores and every other person in the league beat me and I won. I just feel sorry for those people that scored high and lost, you know.
Like I say, Mark over 300 points, Thacker over 300 points,
Rob
over 300 points, even Ollie 267 points would have been you.
And then the wank ball happened, and but like as I said, last week. If your quarterback goes off and your defense goes off, you're in with a good chance. And mine did fucking neither. Combined, they scored 30 points, I think.
Funnily enough, Brock Purdy got over 40 points and Dan's defense got over 50 points. But that's the problem.
That's all
the only ones that scored the points.
And then luckily, I had a couple of people put in a good shift. But yeah, there's not really a lot to talk about this game, to be honest. It was as stated, just a pile of wank, and fortunate to come up with the win. I'll take it. But I feel sorry for everyone else. We also Adams loses crap because his obviously Garoppolo don't throw to him, and the
had seven. What was it? Seven targets.
Yeah.
One, but he only got one reception from it.
Yeah. He dropped loads as well. It wasn't like it were. There were a couple went over his head, but he dropped loads.
Yeah.
And you just think, come on, you demanding ball. You're getting the
ball, but you're dropping it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the Raiders are imploding. Who knows what's going to go on with that? Flowers got some ball, but no yards. Same with Kelsey. Waddle did me proud. Engram, I had that issue last year where I never used to play the double tight end. And I was like, you know what? Ingram's just too good to not play. So I've been double tight ending as well. But yeah, everyone else just decided to, go trick or treating or something.
This was definitely a trick game and definitely not a tree. This was horrific.
Yeah. There's not really a lot to say about it besides agreeing with Dan and it being the wank ball.
I just love the fact that he's now with the Chiefs getting billions of points, but getting the losses as well, which is fun.
I can't remember where I saw it. I was probably on Red Zone or one of the football programs, but the Chiefs defense is one of the youngest in the league. And I think right now they're a top 5 D. So for the future, the Chiefs D is going to be power, apparently. They've got a lot of heart between them because they're a young crew. So if they get to, not spend too much money elsewhere and pay some of them, that defense is on the up. So.
Two wide receivers on each of your benches. You've got D-Hop with 44 and Dan has Shahid with 35 points. So, not that it would have changed much of the game, but no. it would have changed it from being a wank ball.
2 weeks ago, I left D-Hop on the bench. He scored like 33 points. Then I put him in and he scored 5 points. So then I take him back out. He's not scored a touchdown all year. He gets like 4 receptions, 140 yards and 3 touchdowns. I was like, how does he do that? Like three of his 4 receptions went for touchdowns. I was like, what is going on? I was
brand new
by
quarterback as well. Yeah. It's interesting to see how he gets on against the Steelers this week.
Yeah, Will Levis doesn't even look like he's watching where he's passing, but D-Hop seems to be catching them in the end zone.
Yeah.
But if you look at his stats, they don't like shine for his points. I know they're great, but he's got very little receptions.
Yeah.
But loads of yards and loads of touchdowns. Mm. Yeah. 4 of 6, 128 yards, 3 touchdowns. 2 touchdowns over 40 and 2 receptions over 40. Yeah. So just no one's marking him in the end zone, apparently.
Flying high. Yeah, Levis was absolutely bombing it, wasn't he?
Yeah. So, should we
get rid of this wank ball and move on?
Let's get rid of it, mate.
It just pains me that I played you last week, Starmore, and you smashed me. This week, you get that. It's just painful.
Yeah, and like lose to everyone, but still win. But I'll take it. Mm. At the end of the day.
I bet I play Pocket Dan next. I bet I play Dan next. I bet he beats me.
Scoring like 500 points.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's move on. Finally, we have Pitsy's My Strong Hand Cornbread going up against Rolling With My
Strong Hand.
Take my strong hand. You can't have none of my cornbread. going up against Rolling With My Homies. Pitsy, you set a high bar for Mark to chase with a score of 346. Mark started Monday night with 273. Just 73 points behind and a QB and a kicker to play. Oh, sweaty that is. Sweaty. And the final score was 346 to 319. Handing the win to Pitsy. Nice. Mark texts me. He's like, do you think Goff's going to score 70 points? I was like, no. I was like, 70 points is loads for a quarterback. You need to literally go absolutely off the chain. And I was like, he's good, but he's not 70 points good.
Yeah, but Sam Howell got 70 points. So come on. He could have done.
But if you look at Sam Howell's running backs compared to the Lions running backs, Gibbs got, what did we say, 26 touches?
He ran it a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, so, yeah. And what's his face? Campbell likes to run the ball. I say Goff's definitely good, and he's definitely got a 70 in him, but I think he's got too many other weapons around him too. But yeah, that was a good win for you.
Yeah, this season he's got 43, 52, 51, 30, 53, 59, yeah. 29, 42. So like, not like the 70 points that you're talking about, but he's got a good 50 pointer in him. So
yeah, he gets good scores. He's a, as he says, a good little quarterback, but he's, I think the running game's too good for a 70 pointer.
Yeah. It didn't also help that his kicker got 4 points. That was it.
Man, kickers are tough, dude.
You can get a good 20 points out of them.
Yeah, you can do. There's a few on the list you'll see later. Oh, not this week, but at some point, you know, they're on every now and again.
Yeah. No, I was worried, actually. I did think, I kind of looked at it and went, oh, 70 points is not enough when your quarterback could play and the kicker as well on top of that.
You didn't, like, didn't you moan about it somewhere in one of the chats we were in?
I'm sure I did, yeah.
Oh, he's going to beat me. Mark's already beat me. Me, 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 me.
I didn't say he's already beat me. I said I'm worried that he could.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Did you pick the right quarterback this week, Pitsy? Oh, you had to because the other one's injured, eh?
Yeah, I didn't have any other. I mean, I had Minshew, 38 points. What was the Lamar score?
30 for Lamar. But yeah, he chose wrong one.
So yeah, he chose wrong.
I mean, there's no way that I'm choosing Minshew over Lamar at the moment, especially after he scored how many points last week?
Yeah.
Like 1,000.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you take Minshew, though? That Tash is great.
Yeah, well, I picked him up just as a nice little back. Yeah, 71 points from Lamar last week. So.
Yeah. But yeah, as I say, if you look at it, it's pretty even. Like Madison, Bijan, 20 or 21-23. Williams, 48. ETN, 55.
Yeah.
Kamara is still going nuts. Hadn't scored a decent amount. Caplet, you down. McLaurin scored well.
10 points there.
Tyreek scored well. DJ Moore, let him down.
More Hock, let me down.
Yeah, Hock and Kincaid fairly similar. Breece Hall, and then yeah, your flexes I think just pipped him there at the end. So I mean,
yeah, there was just bitty scores that managed to keep me over the edge. So,
but yeah, you take that with that because it's no slouch of a score what Mark got, as we've spoken about.
No, 319. Would have won quite a few games today, this weekend.
You know, when you can win with 213 points or whatever, you know, just losing with 319 seems quite odd.
It is a crazy league, isn't it, for that?
It is. I know that Stocks absolutely loves it for that.
I guess it's like when you look at like the real NFL, like when you see like two teams that were like Denver versus Kansas City, where it's a low scoring game. Because Kansas City aren't scoring much, and Denver didn't seem to score much as well, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
It's kind of like the same for us, isn't it? You know, one team doesn't score much, so the other team doesn't seem to go off either. But then you've got like games where they're both going to 300s, and you think, oh yeah, this is what you expect.
Yeah. It's a nuts season, is this? Like last season, this kind of middle part of the season, everybody was. I think there maybe was maybe one or two teams that were just hitting 300s and everybody else was 270s, 260s.
Mm.
I have no idea what's gone on this season, but everything just seems to have been going off like left, right and centre. It's crazy. Good though. I enjoy it. I mean, I'm obviously enjoying it because I'm winning. But
it's better when you're winning.
Yeah. And my team seems to be scoring okay. So,
but I think when you get down to where the league looks, that you can... It's that there's a fine balance, isn't there? Do you know what I mean? There's the top half, and there's you and Simon, but then there's just a big group, everyone just together, and then you got Duffer.
It has, yeah. There's a big gap. It's not that big a gap, but it's a sizable gap for this league now, where there's the 5-3 gap to the 3-5 from fifth to sixth.
Yeah.
And I think probably the first time that's happened in the 4 years that we've been doing it, that there's been quite a sizable gap there. And it's kind of that one last position in the playoffs, isn't it?
And there's only, what, 5 or 6 games left? So a two-game lead on that bottom, you know, is at this point in time is pretty decent, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm almost I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, jinx yourself, dude. Jinx yourself.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will. No, my fucking luck. I'm not saying it. Good. Right. There you go. That was the champions of the week now for us, Stomach.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Time after time, champions of the week. just freestyle.
Good road.
Sorry, guys. I started off, I don't even, never mind. We'll just carry on. So, highest scoring quarterback was Howell for Stocks, 79 points. Allen for Sue, 68 points. And free agent, Mr. Levis, who someone just spent a whack of cash on. A whack of cash, 67 points he got.
We'll talk about it in a second if you want.
$50 bill, Joe. To be fair, like, I think in every league he's gone absolutely nuts and people have spent loads of cash on him.
Yeah, they saw that one game and then, yeah, got weak at the knees.
Especially like super flex leagues, so money went nuts. High scoring running backs, Gibbs 55, ETN 55, and Barkley 54. Wide receivers, Simon's new Mr. Lamb, 58 points. D-Hop, 44. AJ Brown, 44. Trey McBride, highest scoring tight end. Nice. Thacker, 42 points. Kittle for Susie got 40. And Mr. Hill for Duff got 35 points. Dicker the Kicker, 19 points for Simon. Patterson, free agent, 19 points. Aubrey, free agent, 17 points.
He has now been picked up since you have. But obviously, last week he was a free agent.
Oh, now he's on the team. Nice. Yeah, highest scoring defense, free agent Broncos, 55 points. This is where it's weird, right? That game was nuts. So the Broncos beat the Chiefs, so and their defense got 55 points. The Chiefs' defense got 50 points. in second place, and then the Cowboys in third place, 48. So, do you remember Pitts?
No, we'll come back. I can't remember. You're gonna have to tell me that.
We'll come back. We'll come back then. Highest scoring non-starters, 60 points for Dak on Simon's bench. Edwards.
Gus the bus.
Yeah, Gus the bus, 48 points on Simon's bench. D-Hop on my bench, 44. Hill on Duff's bench, 35. McManus on Dan's bench, 16. And the Jets on Duff's bench, 42. You know, on the phone app, what does it say? Yeah. Simon would have scored had he placed all his players in.
Oh, I didn't look at that. I can't get it up because I'm on, obviously, this.
I'll go on it. You might lose me for a second. Hold on. I'll try and be as quick as possible without the app kicking me off. Because it'd be nuts if he was on that, then he would have almost. So, yeah, Sky. Sai would have scored 490 maximum if he had put the right players in.
Ouch.
Which is mad.
That is mad.
Okay, so the predictions we made last week, and Thacker, you'll be able to take part in this for next week. So you went Pat Mahomes, Eckler, Kupp, Andrews, Sanders, and the Giants.
So what I've done there is put a jinx on every of those players.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what I need to do is work out who I'm playing next week and just say that their players are going to get the highest scores.
And then I think
because you need my help with winning, don't you? Yeah. Seven and one. Come on.
and then I went for Tua, Pollard, Diggs, Kelsey, Greg the Leg, and the Eagles. So yeah, we were piss poor, mate. To be honest with you.
Yeah, we were.
Like, we didn't even get the tight end right. Come on.
No, it was all bad. I mean, who was ever going to say Trey McBride?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, So next week we'll see if we can do any better.
Let's see if we can get at least a top three player in there. And
yeah, at least tick off a couple of positions.
Yeah. Don't have to be top, just top three.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that.
Happy days. Right, do you want a quick update on the league's settings?
Give us the table.
Right, 10th, Gotham City Rogues. No surprise, it is 1-7. Then we have Thornley Hornets in 9th on 2-6, stood on their own. And then there are three teams on 3-5. That is Roland with Mahomes in eighth, the Generals back in seventh, and Finn Supers in sixth, the last remaining playoff spot. Then there is a gap, like I said, to the 5-3 teams. So there's 3 5-3 teams. Rexy Thunder in fifth, the Pfizer Chiefs in fourth, and the newly shaved Ballers all the way up in
third. Yeah, mate, I lost and dropped two positions.
Yeah.
I mean, I won and dropped two positions, should I say. Sorry.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I won and dropped two positions because of the wank ball.
Yeah, scoring those points is bad for you. Then in second place, Hammer Barn, Feather Ones with 6-2, and then me up at the top, 7-1.
Nice.
So that is how the table stands. We are going to go straight into the preview for week 9.
Sweet.
So this is the final game week of our 9-player rotation against each other. After this week, we then head into those last 5 games of the season where we play 4 of the players who finished in the top 5 or the bottom 5, and then that one extra of your mirror image of top versus bottom and so on and forth. So this is, last game of our player rotation, which is pretty cool. Bye week, Stormo, have we got any this week? We should do.
Pitsy, you know we do. So this week on the buys, we have 2 seconds. There we go. I'm confused, sorry, because it's all the same one. I only have two different things. So, and you know what else is weird? Not introducing ourselves again. That was a bit strange, but I like
it. Yeah, that was fine.
Teams on the buy are the Broncos, the Lions, the Jags, and the Niners.
Nice. That's some big players in that.
Yeah, so Chase Young gets an extra week to just chill and learn his new defense and, you know, line up next to Bosa to make that defense even more scary.
Whoever's up against Simon manages to go against him without the CMC in his team, so that's quite nice.
Well, I suppose we've got one of his other 10 running backs he can put in play. where did Sweat go? I know we talked about it earlier, but where did he go?
He went to the Bears.
The Bears. Oh. Cool.
So they're one failing team to another.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor dude.
Anyway. Sweet, let's get to it. How do this week's matchups look?
So we start this week off with 3rd versus 9th. The Thorny Hornets go up against the newly shaved Ballers in a 5-yard battle. Ooh, I like this. Okay, so when we did... 2 seconds, I'm going to sneeze. Sorry about that, listeners.
I might cut it out. You never know.
You might. 57 minutes, 47 seconds. Bless
you. You can't cut it out now.
Because I did this because I was prepared to come on yesterday. Thacker, can I have a percentage update, please, for that game?
Yeah. 66-35 in favor of Rob.
Oof.
But Stocks has still got Gibbs and Laporta in. He hasn't swapped him and no defense.
Stocks, so you know better than that. You should be changing that for our pod statistics.
And we gave you an extra day as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going on the list, bro.
I think he's already on the other list.
Yeah, he is.
Every week you find something to give him a right Robin for.
I've gone for the wide receiver trio battle on each team here. So Evans, Pittman, and Allen going up against Stocks' London Chase and AJ, which should lead.
That's a big battle, is that?
Yeah, man. There's some power wide receivers in that battle for sure. Mm.
Oof.
But favour towards Rob, so yeah, interesting so far.
He gets those 3 extra players in. He goes from, I think it's 268 to 206 at the moment.
Yeah, he'll be going over 300, I mean, his defensive face, I'm letting it predicted.
Puts those Ravens in.
Yeah, Ravens going, or the Houston Texans going. That's 30 points there. Who are you? Put Logan Thomas in, so that's another 15 points. And what is it, a running back that he needs?
Running back, yeah.
I don't think he's got anyone.
I don't think he's got anyone, really.
Yeah, it'll be the Chargers Kelly that he'll have to put in. I mean, obviously, he might choose someone different or might pick up someone since then. But
no running backs in our league, mate, on the waivers. No. Kelly's playing. To be fair, Kelly's been all right, to be honest.
Yeah, he could get him some nice points. Sweet. Next up, Stormer, we have you and your Rex City Thunder going up against the Gotham City Rogues that just can't find a win. So you always seem to find a win and always not finding any wins. So this is going to be an interesting one for you to win by about, by scoring maybe 200 points and are they going to get 199 or something?
Yeah, at least, or as long as we don't have another bloody Wank Ball version 2 or 2.0, that'd be all right, I think.
Yeah.
Percentages there. Zach, what we got?
59-41 in favour of yourself. But there is a team that hasn't got a player in at the minute. They're player light, which is disgusting to see.
Ooh,
oh, I haven't got a kicker.
Oh, right, okay.
So you've just been laying into stocks for having an extra day's work.
I haven't got a kicker on my team.
And that doesn't mean anything. You haven't sorted your team out.
No, I put in one for the waivers. But
I'm hearing is excuses. Stop.
Someone else beat me to it, so I had to put another one in because there's no free agency. So I had to put another waiver in, and he'll be on my team tomorrow. Thank you very much. But yeah, I know what you mean. If someone didn't beat me to the sign-in, I would have had a kicker in. Okay.
Funny.
I've gone for Mahomes. Am I right in saying that there's the Frankfurt game this weekend? Is that right?
Germany. It is Germany, yeah.
So, yeah, Mahomes versus Burrow. We've seen in a Super Bowl. So that's a great matchup there. And then I've gone for Swift versus Gainwell. Obviously on the same team. You know, I like those kind of matchups.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting D-Hop in because he's going to score like 3 points after, you know, just to show me why I bench him. And then we'll see. He's going to
score
up.
Any against the Steelers because he's just going to destroy the rookie quarterback with
his three receptions he gets and his five yards. So,
yeah, I mean, our cornerbacks are absolutely shit, so they seem to be leaking in anything. It's just whether TJ can get to him or not.
But yeah, I put D-Hop against Pickens, the highlight reel.
Nice. Yes, that'll be good. Happy days. Good, next up
we have a huge game. Huge. Susiana Pfizer Chiefs now head to Simon and his Hammerbarn Feather Ones. Two informed teams. Unfortunately, one of them has to lose this week. So, Thacker, what we got percentage-wise in this one?
41-59 in favour of Simon.
Oh, very nice. So pretty close on the board. We know anything can happen and we know CMC's out, so
Susie ain't got Kittle in. So he needs a tight end in.
I was gonna say he's just replaced him with Mixon, another running back that can run.
Yeah. Someone who can fill the five spots he's got.
And then obviously Gus the Bus has just walked into the spot as well.
After leaving him out last week. So I've gone for Allen versus Hurts. And I've gone for Diggs versus Lamb. Simon's new boy in there. And then Pollard versus Barkley. So there's some really saucy battles going on in that matchup this week.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the game at week, I think. It's going to be a good game, that.
It'll come down to the wire. I know that at the moment it says 2-6-8 to 3-12. Yeah. But this could still be sneaky close, this one.
It's just the fact that she ain't got another tight end, really. Hooper and Tonyan. I don't think either of them are going to get much out of it. So.
I was going to say, she still needs to put one of those into the team.
Yeah.
Unless she picks up something off waivers. So.
Hey, we discussed in the chat about there's a tight end coming in that might be tight end one this weekend, so if she gets in there quick she might have one.
Yeah, with their number one tight end being out.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah. All right then. Next up we have another big game. One that the winner keeps themselves in the running as the loser might end up having too much to do. It's Mark, and he's rolling with them home. He's going up against Thacker and the Generals. Both teams on 3-5 desperately need to win here. I mean, I know I said we were like one win away, but it's just with that gap getting bigger and bigger. I mean, like I say, you could do a Thacker and sneak in right at the last minute at the end of the next six games that we've got left. But
exactly, mate. And you need to get in the playoffs, and then that's,
you've just got to keep winning there at the moment. Just got to keep winning.
And they had big scores from these two teams last week, so it'll be a decent little battle, this one. Mm. What's the percentage of saying there?
58-42 in my favour, but Mark hasn't got his kicker in yet, but it won't make.
Oh, if he hasn't gone for the same kicker as me.
He has got a kicker on bench. He's got Aubrey.
Oh, no.
He's just picked up the Dallas kicker.
Yeah, he's the one that just beat me to it. That's why I ain't got a kicker. The matchups I've gone for in that one, I've gone for Bijan versus Henry. Bijan's looked a bit off color, hasn't he? Henry with Henry's just, I don't know. This, I think he's coming to the end of his sell by date, unfortunately. We all know what he's capable of, and we know what Bijan's capable of, so that could be an interesting matchup. And am I right in saying the Falcons are got a new starting quarterback this week?
Yeah. Their rookie, is it their rookie?
Yeah.
No, it's Heineke. Isn't it Heineke?
Yeah,
Heineke. Oh, yeah, Heineke, that's it. It's not their rookie, is it?
Yeah. And then
have they confirmed that, though? Because
they
were injured, weren't they?
Yeah, I think they've confirmed it.
I mean, and Heineke is not a bad quarterback, to be fair. So,
No, he's not.
And then I've gone for Scary Terry versus Tyler. Terry versus Tyler. And Kincaid, you know, tight end one versus McBride.
Ooh, double tight end,
tight end one. So, yeah, both boys taking the full-time reps now in their teams. And they both scored really well last week, so that'll be an interesting little matchup there too.
Wait.
How are you feeling about that one, Tucker?
Yeah, I've got the team I can play, really. I can't put anyone in to improve. that's it.
You got who you got this week. It's one of those weeks, is it?
Yeah, it's been like that for a while, to be fair. It's just picking the players that hopefully are just going to get the volume. So I'm up and down now. I'm up and down at minute. But like you said, I need to win this match. And so does Mark. Yeah. So I think if one of us does, then, well, one of us will, but whoever does is going to maybe make that sixth place.
It puts you in a better position, but yeah. There's still a lot. I mean, there's still six games to play, well, including this one, there's six games to play. There's a lot of football to play. And that, like I said, there's that gap. There is a gap between fifth and sixth, but sixth place is still open. You're all on the same points, aren't you? So,
yeah.
Well, we also got to think, though, obviously, we talked about. So Thacker goes to the top half. Mark plays the bottom half in the last couple of games.
But I've just looked, and three of my games are against 3-5 teams.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
But then I've got you, and I've got Pitsy.
Yeah.
Who are not, and I've got Simon as well. So I won't win those games, but if I can win the 3-5 games, it's in my own hands, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the best way to be, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, so the who's from the top half then, right? So who's at? So I mean, Stock's going to top.
He gets to play the lower.
Stock plays the lower half. Yeah,
he's going to play Duffer again, isn't he? Which is going to help him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, is it? I think.
Yeah. Mark, Ollie, you. And
no, I mean top half.
You have to finish second.
Oh yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is it Dan? Did Dan come sixth? So he's in the bottom half.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, Rob came third, didn't he? So it can't be Rob.
Yeah, Rob's top half.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what's good for me, getting to play Rob, who's 2-6, and then I can't remember.
So you got a little bit of a little glimmer of hope there.
Yes, yeah, for playoffs. I just want to get into playoffs every year. Do you know what I mean? You just got to be having a chance, haven't you? And then who knows what happens then.
Yeah, scrape in and don't matter. It's all player football, isn't it? And that's how you managed to come second last year.
And I ain't got a first round pick as well this year, so.
You need to get as high as you can.
Yeah.
You just got yourself your fifth wide quarterback on your team.
Yes. So, yeah, I did. So, I put a trade offer out for someone who didn't accept it. So then because they didn't accept it, I looked at how much money I'd left and just went $1 more than what they had left.
Okay.
But I did bid for him and what I offered would have still won. So I actually cost myself more money.
So basically Thacker, because Cousins went down, Thacker offered me Wilson. And in a trade, and I was like, I'll just take my chance, you know. And then he looked at how much cash I had and then thought I'd go for obviously Levis, which I did, but I was never gonna go all in. And
I won't. You paid $6 for him, and obviously Thacker put in 50.
I was wondering if someone was gonna do that. I didn't actually think of it till now, but nice, okay, that's smart.
Well, I actually bid 27.
Mark bid 25, did he?
Yeah. But I just thought I can't risk, because I thought, look, the deal's still there, mate. Do you know what I mean? I've got some backup that aren't too bad.
Yeah.
And you don't need a top person, do you? So the deal is still there, mate.
Mate, funny enough, though, you're not the only one that came in with a quarterback. I think I had two other offers of people trying to give me a quarterback. I was like, guys, Cousins is not even in the ground yet. Just give him a chance. I'm still mourning. And you lot all trying to get my first picks off me to give me a quarterback. So yeah,
you picked up Jaren Hall for £5 anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, we'll see how it gets on, because it could be Dobbs in the week after. So,
and I was talking about your bids there, Stormo. Mark outbid you for that kicker for $1.
I know. Yeah, I was like, I'm not paying anything for a kicker. There's literally 1 week I need a kicker. And it's one of those things. I put him in on a bye week. I'll take him out, and then because I had Youngwe Kufo all of last season, and then I went for the rookie this year. I was like, oh, he's younger. Hopefully he'll stay there. And he was the best rookie in college, so I was like, I'm happy with Moody. And then I'm sort of bye, so and I had to drop Ku to pick up someone last week. So
right.
Yeah, last one, finally.
Well, we've got one more game, haven't we?
Yeah, finally, we move on to Pitsy and his Strong Sound Cornbread going up against Dan and his Finn Supers in the Cousin Battle, the battle that stood the test of time, you know. And what we got percentage-wise yet?
This is going back to the glory days of Pitsy spanking Dan. For being naughty, because it's 75% to 25%. it's like the step brothers movie. It's not good.
Dan's just come in and ruined my drum set, hasn't he?
Yeah. This is like the Duffer of old percentage. This is.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure. I'm trying to work out why it's such a difference.
Well, he's only just getting over 200, to be fair. But I don't
know why.
Yeah.
You haven't got that many players on a bye.
What's Purdy down to get?
Well, Purdy's on a bye, so.
He's on a bye, yeah.
So who's he starting at quarterback?
Baker Mayfield.
Good old Baker. Cool. The matchups I've gone for this one, I've gone for Kamara versus Moss. And I've gone for Breece Hall versus Algier. And I've gone for Hock versus Pitts. So hopefully they'll put up a bit of a fight and make that percentage slightly more than it currently is.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not holding any thumbs or crossing any fingers or anything like that.
Has he got no one over 20? 1 second.
33 for Mayfield. Everybody else is under 20.
Yeah. Kansas City, 22. So he's got two people over 20%, over 20 points predicted.
Predicted, yeah.
Ouch.
And then the rest are all under.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the NFL. You never know.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Like, we talk about Howell and managing to get 70 points. So, happy days. Happy days.
Yeah, I'm moving up the league this week. I'll do.
Into six.
Even with a loss.
Yeah. Right, matchups are set. Stormo finishes off with Mr. Big Stuff.
Mr. Big Stuff.
Who do you think you are?
Cool. So, the matchups we've gone for, or the highest predicted scorers, are Mahomes, Hurts, Burrow, quarterback, Kamara, predicted to score the most as running back, Eckler and Barkley, Chase, Hill and Kupp, Kelce, Hock, Andrews. New kicker, though, we've got McPherson. And then defenses, we've got Saints, Browns, Steelers. Okay, so hearing those,
yep.
Then Thursday night's game, we have the Titans versus the Steelers. We've got the Dolphins versus the Chiefs in Frankfurt. We've got the Vikings versus the Falcons, Colts versus the Panthers, Chargers versus the Jets. Jets suck. Cowboys versus the Eagles. That'll be a good game. Bills and the Bengals. That'll be a good game. And the Commanders versus the Patriots. So, having a quick think, Thacker and Pitsy, who are you going as your highest scoring quarterback?
There's only three late games for us, bastard.
Oh, son of a...
And they're rubbish as well. Like Indy versus Carolina, Giants versus Vegas, Dallas versus Philly. There's only one game there that we're going to be watching, yeah. Dallas versus Philly. Everything else is a pile of wank, isn't it?
Okay, so who are you going as your
High scoring players. Let's have a look.
I'm going to go Hurts against the Cowboys.
Yeah. I'm going to go Prescott.
You're going to go Dak?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a shootout that match. I think Dak might do it.
I am going to go different. Did you just drop your microphone there? I'm going Burrow.
Big Joe.
Against Buffalo.
Against the Bills, nice.
They're going to have to pass, I think.
Running backs.
Let's...
Running back.
That's
a tough one, that is, you know.
It is.
It is a tough one.
I'm going to... Shut up. Alvin Kamara, my player against the Chicago D, is just going to run all over him.
Someone don't agree.
No. Well, that's what I'm going with anyway. What do you reckon, Packer?
I reckon Eckler against New York Jets.
Okay, you're going Eckler. Kamara. Oh, it's a tough one, this. I'm going to go... Oh, man, this is hard.
That's what she said.
I'm going to go Swift against the Cowboys.
Oofed.
So you're just going Philly's just going to dick all over Dallas, aren't you? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's hopefully.
So you're going to go with the wide receiver for the... you're going for AJ Brown as well for your wide receiver.
Might as well be an Eagles fan at this rate. See, it's tough because the Jets got a good external defense, so it's hard to pick the Chargers. And I don't know who I'm going to go. Hill is my wide receiver.
I'm going to go Adam Thielen against Indianapolis Colts.
Good call. Nice. Out there. I like that.
I was thinking Hill, but I'm going to go with Diggs against Cincinnati.
Diggs. Cool.
I think that'll be a shootout as well.
Yeah, that should be a good game. Yeah. Titans. This is a tough one. Titans are always the hardest, aren't they?
If he plays, I'm going to go with Njoku.
Oh, nice. I've just picked up Njoku in my other league.
Mm.
I'm going to go Hock.
They ain't got a thing over there. Quarterback now.
Yeah, so that's why you new one. You need to offload it to your tight end, your safety blanket, don't you?
Yeah, I was thinking Hawk against Atlanta as well.
Yeah. Titans are hard, dude.
Yeah, I think Miami's going to do well again. Chelsea. I'm going to go with the Tennessee one. With Fitzpatrick being out for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He went down, didn't he?
Yeah, our secondary is awful at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, kicker.
Let's go McPherson for Cincinnati against Buffalo. I think they'll have to kick a lot.
You're going
to
go the predicted one.
I'll go Bass.
Good old Bass. And I'm going to go... I'm going to go Dicker.
Dicker the kicker.
Yeah. Okay, defenses.
New Orleans, I think.
Yeah, Saints. Okay, Saints are playing
Chicago.
Arizona. Oh, they're playing Chicago.
Yeah.
Who's playing Arizona?
Browns are playing Arizona.
Yeah. Oh.
Browns.
That's 2 seconds.
Browns. Here we go for Dakar.
I'm going to go Browns.
Oh, yeah. Is that because Luna said it?
Yeah. And she's Brown, too.
Yeah.
And she's a little shit.
This is an hard one. There's no one standing out. Rams.
Right. Rams.
Green Bay.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll see how we did.
You written them all down?
Written them all down
written,
last week.
Written, crap. Wrote them. You writing them I'm down.
Gone. I'm going to written them down.
Nice. Happy days. Right, there you go. That was a jumbo episode.
Bumper edition.
It really was. Thanks as always, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
No, good to have you. Glad that we managed to just extend it a day so you can get on.
Yeah, good. Glad you're feeling better. Stocks, hope you're feeling better.
To be fair, it helped me out because the extended walk around for sweets kind of pushed me on anyway, so I would have been struggling to get myself sorted for it. So, happy days. Good. Well done, team.
Yeah, there should be at least 4 car journeys for those people that listen on the way to work and around work. So that'll keep you going. Until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time. Guy fucks you in the ballers.